Lord God, thank you for everything. Amen. November is the month of Thanksgiving. My first two chapels this month, I've been talking about giving thanks. We learn that God wants us to give thanks for everything and always. After the election, we learn from the Word of God that He wants us to give thanks for the fact that He provides us with stable government, even when there is a change in leadership. We give thanks because God makes it possible for us to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And that He does this so that we can carry out the mission that He has given to us. Because God wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants all men, everybody. There's no single person on earth that God does not want to be saved. And where's the proof? Well, we heard the proof yesterday in chapel when our speaker told us about the clearest and most conspicuous evidence of God's love. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So when it comes to giving of thanks, can you think of anything that is more worthy of our thanks than this? The world around us is all wrapped up in thoughts of money and the things the money can buy. So during an economic distress such as the one that is plaguing our country right now, thoughts of thanksgiving are probably far removed from the minds of some people. And yet the most wonderful gift of God is still ours. No economic problem, no political problem can take this away from us. Truly, it will never be taken away from us. Because our salvation is secure in the hands of God. Hear the words of Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness every night. In the morning, when we open our eyes, we can give thanks regardless of what we see around us. Give thanks because God's love is steadfast. It is like the rising of the sun. It is something that we can expect to be there every morning. Actually, it is more certain than the rising of the sun because one day the sun is going to fail. But the steadfast love of God is always going to be there every morning. At night, when we turn off the light, close our eyes, and lift our hearts to God in prayer, we know that He's going to be there for us. Because as this passage says, He is faithful. Faithful to all of His promises. And there are many promises in which God tells us that He will be there and hear us and answer us. So with confidence we say, if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Steadfast love. Faithfulness. What wonderful words. They give us a sense of true security. They don't just give us a sense of security. they give us the very security itself. As our little ship is being tossed on the waves of time and events, God's hand reaches out and holds it steady until we reach the shore. It never fails. It never has. It never will. The things of this world, the things upon which the people of the world place such great value, these things are going to fail us. They will rot. They will rust. They will corrode and oxidize and fade and depreciate and get lost and get stolen and finally slip through the icy fingers of our death. Surely on Thanksgiving Day, we will be giving thanks for such things as this. We will be giving thanks to God for the temporal gifts, for the material things that He has given to us. They have their purpose in our lives, and basically it's to support our physical life during this journey on this world. However, so much greater than these things, it is the spiritual gifts for which we give the greatest thanks. By virtue of this steadfast love of God and His faithfulness, we are guaranteed daily forgiveness for all our sins, continual covering with the righteousness of Christ, divine patience, long-suffering, mercy and compassion when we are acting in our weakness, the ongoing sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, the constant making right of all the wrong that has been done by us and to us here on earth, and then that certain hope of eternal glory in heaven. This entire guarantee is recorded in the abiding Word of God, signed with the blood of Jesus Christ, and sealed by His resurrection. The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with His good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Thanksgiving Day, truly a day to remember and give thanks for the steadfast love and faithfulness of our God. We pray. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to Your name, O Most High, to declare Your steadfast love in the morning, and Your faithfulness every night. Amen. And we close with hymn 36.
Yeah.